Whitey.
Hi, Ben. What gives?
We're looking for a couple of Indians broke out of jail. Young bucks in fancy shirts. If you see anything of them, telephone my office at Palm Grove.
Okay. Those Indians they're looking for must be from around here. They always head for home.
Home being Key Largo.
I told you today, the hotel's closed. In the summertime, everything's closed.
Give him a drink. Give him a drink. You heard me. Give him a drink.
You said beer?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I think nothing of it.
Pablo is third by three-quarters of a length, and Bargain Last on the outside is running very fast and very hard. It's Lady Bountiful. They haven't caught her yet.
Come on, Lady Bountiful. Come on, Lady Bountiful. Come on! Oh, was that for picking them? Can I pick them or can I?
That's him.
I'll take it up.
He wants you, he'll send for you.
All right, 53. Carrying 118 pounds, a lot of weight. What do you think?
Fancy free.
You play the ponies?
No.
Why not?
I haven't the money.
Oh. Angel, another beer for the gentleman. See, I play the long shots. Betting on a favor, what do you win? When a horse comes in for me, he pays plenty. Take Fancy Free. Morning line, 12 to 1. Well, that's ridiculous. He should be 4 to 1, even less. Look at that breeding. By chance play out of Misconstrue by Omaha. Of course, he hasn't won in 11 starts. True, but he's been twice in the money, and today he's running a $3,000 claiming race. Ought to be a cinch.
Yes.
What's your name?
McLeod, Frank, by John out of Helen.
I'm Miss Dawn. Miss Gay Dawn.
You. He wants you.
Please, excuse me.
Who's that?
I don't know.
What's he want?
Old man Temple.
Look, mister, if you're thinking of putting up here, the hotel's closed. Won't be open for another month.
What are you doing here?
We're guests.
Yeah, but you just said
we're here by special arrangement.
Well, I don't plan to stay. I just want to see Mr. Temple.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? He's out by the boathouse.
My name's McLeod, Frank McLeod.
McLeod, huh? Well, not Major McLeod.
Yes, sir.
Nora! 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 Come here. When'd you get here?
A few minutes ago. I'm on my way to Key West.
Did you come on the bus? I saw her stop. Hey, Nora! Hurry up! Come here. Look who's here. This is George's wife. This is Major Frank McCloud.
How do you do, Mr. Temple? Your husband and I were in the same outfit overseas.
As if she didn't know.
I wrote you a letter, Major, to St. Louis. We set on to Portland, St. Paul, and Memphis. All those places before I came back.
Ever been down here before?
No, sir. George was right. The Keys are different than anything I've ever seen, and hotter.
Don't look for it to get any cooler before November. The thermometer will go down to about 100. Sand flies and mosquitoes will disappear. And it'll be right livable for about 3 months on the Keys, except for the tourists.
That Black Keys is locked?
How do you know?
One has never been here. I know a lot about these keys. They were a favorite subject with George.
He used to dig for pirate gold right over there. He never lost hope of finding Blackbeard's own treasure. He must have dug 10,000 holes.
Ever find anything?
Oh, sure. Salt water every time. How long are you going to be with us, Major?
Oh, an hour or so.
An hour? Well, you can spare more time than that. Surely we got a lot to talk about.
I'll talk as long as you like, Mr. Temple.
Good. Then you'll stay overnight. He can have George's room.
Yes, Dad.
Can I help you?
Hey, if you will, please.
Afternoon, Mr. Temple.
Mr. Temple? Any news of the Osceola brothers?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ben. I want you to meet my son's commanding officer, Major McCloud.
How do you do?
Officer Ben Wade, Sawyer.
How do you do?
If you don't mind, Mr. Temple, we'd like to have a look around.
Well, you won't find those Indians, because they ain't here. Maybe they're in the mangrove swamps.
Maybe.
Or maybe if you want to go wading, you might find them. Maybe. But if I was you, I'd save myself the trouble. No doubt they'll give themselves up before morning.
Well, it's sure enough ought to. That's a fact, Mr. Temple. Because the longer they stay at large, the tougher it's going to be on them. Cool Indians. 30 days to do and they bust out.
Well, 30 days in jail for an Indian is like 30 years to somebody else.
Anyway, I'd like to have a look around.
Now, be here, Clyde. If Mr. Temple says they ain't here, they ain't. His word's good enough for me and it ought to be good enough for you. Sorry to bother you, Mr. Temple. Come on, Clyde.
Those two brothers and my boy George grew up together. There's no harm. They just went to Palm Grove and got a little snootful and started to take Florida back to the Indians. Came mighty near succeeding, too. And I sent word for them to come in and give themselves up. Not that I'm supposed to know where they are, you understand. Oh, Major, I want you to meet Mr.
Bass.
Garcia.
We've already met.
My son's commanding officer overseas.
Yeah?
They were in the Italian campaign together, from Salerno to Cassino.
Yeah.
And my boy George was killed in Cassino.
Yeah?
What's going on here?
Nothing, Mr. Temple.
What's the matter with her? Nora! Nora!
Yes, Father.
What ails that girl? She hurt?
Case of one too many, that's all, Mr. Temple.
Now, look here. If you people can't behave yourselves, you gotta leave.
What did you hit her for?
I'll let you in on something. She's a lush, the lady. After she bends the elbow a few times, she begins to see things. Rats, roaches, snakes, bats, you know. Socking a kiss is the only thing that'll bring her out of it.
The room's ready, Major.
How long have they been here?
Not when Curly and the woman showed up first. Dad Temple told them we were closed for the summer, but he offered to rent the whole hotel for a week. For so much money, Dad couldn't afford to turn it down. Mr. Brown and the others arrived in that big boat 4 days ago.
Now, which one is Brown?
He's a number 11. Never comes out of his room except at night.
Now, what's he like?
He's a lady killer, I think so. Rich, I guess, from the way the others jump when he lifts a finger.
Out of season in this heat. Why would they decide to sit down on Key Largo?
They'll be leaving here tonight or tomorrow. Major, were you with George when he died?
Yes.
Was he in very much pain?
He never knew what hit him.
I was afraid he might have suffered. come down to Dad's room when you're ready, Major.
Tonight, huh? I'm Curly Hoff. I heard about how you were with old man Temple's son in Italy. The kid got it, huh? Ah, too bad. I hope you didn't take offense the way we handled you downstairs. You caught Toots and me at a bad time. We were ready to bite anybody's head off, especially a certain blonde. Look, five of us. We come down here for the deep sea fishing all the way from Milwaukee. More than a year we've been planning it to come down here and fish our brains out. So what happens? One guy brings a blonde, and after we all swore up and down, no dames. But he's got to bring her, this guy. Well, if she isn't drunk and crying, she's got a hangover and arguing. One minute she gets sore at you and won't talk to you at all. The next she's making a play for you right in front of the guy. And he gets sore at us, mind you, not her. Everything's spoiled, including our dispositions. It's cost us all this dough, and for what? The world's worst time. Now I ask you, can you blame us for getting rude?
Oh, I don't blame you.
How about a little drink, pal?
Not right now, thanks.
Hotel Largo.
Come on, just to show there's no hard feelings.
No, thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Storm signals are up.
What does that mean?
Hurricane's on its way.
See what I mean? Hurricanes yet.
Dad's in here, Major.
Sit down, Major.
The war's over, Mr. Temple. I'm not a major anymore.
Oh, I know the men women don't like talking about the war, and I don't like imposing on you. But this letter here from the War Department is the only facts we have, and, well, it leaves us in the dark about a few things.
Well, I'll tell you everything I know, Mr. Temple.
Will you, Frank? Will you? I'd be most grateful.
Where shall I start?
Anywhere.
Well, he was a good soldier, Mr. Temple, from start to finish. You'd have been proud of him, like every man in his regiment was.
Were they, Frank?
And with good reason. It wasn't just a matter of doing his duty. He was always looking for a way to do more and finding it. George was a born hero, Mr. Temple. Couldn't imagine his death, only dishonor.
Of course not.
It's a wonder he lasted till Casino.
When you believe like George believed, maybe dying isn't very important.
Once outside San Pietro, George and a couple of others established a forward observation post. He got a direct hit and the others were killed. I left it up to George. For 3 days and three nights, he stayed awake, directing our fire. Most of that time, I was on the other end of the line. To keep himself awake, he talked into the phone. Talked and talked. Most of his talk was about you two. You'd be surprised how much I know about you both. For instance, inside your wedding ring, Nora, there's an inscription. Evermore.
That's right.
And you, Mr. Temple, you remember telling George what this hollow is above the upper lip? Before he was born, you said, he knew all the secrets of life and death. And then at the moment of his birth, an angel came and put his finger right here and sealed his lips.
I remember that. Yep. He couldn't have been more than 7 years old when I told him that fairy story. What's it like where he's buried?
Just crosses on a slope. High up is what's left of a church. You can see a river from where George is.
I'd like to pay a visit to that place. Yeah, I would. Nora, maybe we'll do just that. Go to Italy and see where George is buried. It belongs to us, don't it? That plot of ground. I'm very grateful to you, Frank. Thank you.
There was a storm warning, Dad.
You better see to the boat, dear.
brought you down this way, Frank?
Oh, I like the sea and thought maybe I'd like to make my living on it.
Doing what?
It doesn't matter. Hand on a fishing boat. Life on land's become too complicated for my taste.
What did you do before the war, Frank?
I'm a circulation manager for a newspaper.
You never went back to it?
Yes, but I couldn't stick it. I've done a lot of things since I left the paper. Driving taxis, waiting on table, anything to make a dollar, including day labor.
Getting kind of rough. Major, this is Feeney.
Hi, pal. How do you do? How's your ground tackle off the stern?
Bloody heaven.
Well, then we better just double up on these bow lines.
Where'd you lay the top boats?
My first sweetheart was the boat.
Hey, how do you like that boat?
Nice crab. She ought to be away from those reefs with this blow coming up.
Is that so?
Got enough piling over there.
Crawfish Island. The Winokas are royalty. Charlie's a prince of the Seminole Nation. His ancestors go back to the gods. He sells seashells by the seashore. Mama Joby. Every Indian around here is a descendant of Mama Joby. She admits to being 108 years old, but she has a son who's 112, so we suspect Mama doesn't tell the truth about her age.
He's not a present.
Him, your husband? No, Mama, not your husband.
We got together.
Huh?
We got together.
Oh.
Pretty big blow coming, Mama?
Pretty big.
The Indians always know. Don't ask me how, but they do. More will be along. They always come to us from as far as Matacumbe Key. This one was born in our hotel lobby during the last big blow, weren't you?
Yes.
Hello, Tom. Hello, John. Tom and Johnny Osceola, Frank.
How are you do?
How do you do?
Hello.
How are you?
We get Mr. Temple message. We here give ourselves up to police.
He thinks it's the best thing.
What Mr. Temple say we do? Him good friend to Indian.
Why don't you go on over to the hotel and Dad'll call Palm Grove?
Thanks, Miss Nora.
The poor fellas, they got into some trouble and were arrested.
Yes, I know. Mr. Temple told me about them.
They really trust Dad Temple, all the Indians. As far as they're concerned, he's the United States of America.
You're very happy here, aren't you?
Very.
You never lonely?
George tell you I met him at a USO dance. He was lonesome. He wanted company. I was working at a defense plant. I knew lots of people, but I was lonesome, too. Before George, my life hadn't made much sense. Never had much of a home, and I didn't like what I had. George gave me roots. When he went overseas, I came down here to stay with his father, and the roots took hold. Now I'm like one of those mangroves. Our local police always get their Indian. You close the shutters while I get the oil out.
pal. Getting ready for the hurricane, ain't it? How's about joining me for that little drink now?
No, thanks.
You're not a drinking man?
No, not right now.
Hey, Curly, what all happens in a hurricane?
The wind blows so hard the ocean gets up on its hind legs and walks right across the land.
They're singing a song. Rain, rain, go like little Ralphie wants to play.
Isn't that Benway's car? Nora, have you seen him?
No, Dad, I haven't.
There's a good one. They're snooping around looking for these two boys, and here they are.
Better go out there and sit in his car and wait for him. You're better yet, go and find him.
What's so funny, Tuts?
The two cons in the cell, see? And one con is trying to sell the other one a fountain pen. And he says this pen is guaranteed for life. What's the matter, don't you get it? A con. Guaranteed for life.
Now, we get it, all right.
Have you seen Wade or Sawyer anywhere around, Frank?
No, sir, I haven't.
His car's out there in the rain.
Yes, I know.
Funny.
How about a drink, everybody? What'll it be, Miss Temple?
Nothing, thanks.
How about you, Pop?
He's not supposed to drink anything.
That leaves it up to you, pal.
Another time.
What's the matter? Don't you like me? I'm beginning to think I got smallpox or something. Are you still laughing at that stinking joke?
Here's another one. Elevator's busting through a roof, see? And the elevator boy is saying to a couple of passengers, I told you there was no 11th floor.
Explain it for us, Toots.
Wise guy.
What's the idea of them?
They shut the electricity off. We still have light.
I hear that a hurricane blows off roofs, uproots trees, and puts the snatch on people, and they all go flying around the sky together. Is that right?
Absolutely.
It's raining in on Ben's car. You better close the windows, Nora.
Ralph, go put up the windows in that car.
Go out and get caught out in that hurricane? Not me, brother.
I'll take it. Don't you answer it. Yes? No, Mr. Temple's not here now. No, she's not here either. Me? I'm a guest at the hotel. No, we haven't seen him.
Give me that phone.
Yes, if Sawyer shows up, I'll have him call you right back. Does it, soldier? Stopped her. The soldier wants to get rough, so we show him our rods. I'm glad that old man's in a wheelchair. He'd be lots of trouble.
Who is on the phone?
The law.
Now that means he won't be long.
Then what?
We'll see. I think this rain will cool things off, but it don't. Gonna have a hurricane, are we?
So they say.
I'm not afraid of that. Go ahead
and shoot. Yep, Brown.
Hey, you, Brown. Are you thieves or what? Do you want money? Is this a robbery?
That's right, Pop. We're gonna steal all your towels.
That big gun in your hand makes you look grown up. You think? I'll bet you spend hours posing in front of a mirror, holding it, trying to look tough.
Shut up.
You scum.
Dutch.
Tell him to stop calling me names.
Now, shut up, Dutch. Now, listen. I don't want any trouble. With you? With anybody. Now, how's about it? Going to act sensible?
Why are they pointing those guns at us?
Now, look, Pa, forget the questions. What you don't know won't hurt you. We'll be out of here in a couple of hours. Try to put up with us that long, huh? What are we going to eat tonight, sister? Pompano, maybe?
Am I to understand we're your prisoners?
Well, put it this way, Pop. You're going to be my guest for a little while. You know, back in Shine, the old days, we used to pay $8-$10 for an order of Pompano. We used to fly it in, the way they served it. Done up in a brown paper bag. Got any champagne, miss?
No champagne.
Oh, that's too bad. Champagne and Pompano. They really go together.
This one's coming around. Still feel tough?
Sawyer! You won't get away with it, Rocco.
Why'd you hurt that boy?
He's a cop, that's why.
Well, who are you? Why are you here? Answer me!
No, stop hollering, old man.
Johnny Rocco, of course.
Hot water.
Get some. Yeah, that's right. Johnny Rocco.
I know that name.
Sure, Pop. Who doesn't?
Johnny Rocco, the gangster, Mr. Temple. The one and only Rocco.
Rocco? Rocco?
What's that, Pop? I'm kind of deaf.
Rocco!
Oh. He said Rocco.
They threw you out of the country.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. After living in the USA for more than 30 years, they call me an undesirable alien. Me, Johnny Rocco. Like I was a dirty red or something.
Well, how could you be here?
Well, maybe I'm not, Pop. This ain't real, what's happening. You're having a dream.
Wake up, Pop. You're snoring.
You're right. You shouldn't have been deported. You should have been exterminated.
Rocco, I must apologize for Mr. Temple. He doesn't know what he's talking about, or who to.
Sir?
Johnny Rocco was more than a king. He was an emperor. His rule extended over beer, slot machines, the numbers racket, and a dozen other forbidden enterprises. He was a master of the fix. Whom he couldn't corrupt, he terrified. Whom he couldn't terrify, he murdered.
You filth. You city filth.
Oh, Mr. Temple, you're hopelessly old-fashioned. Your ideas date back years. You're still living in the time when America thought it could get along without the Johnny Roccos. Welcome back, Rocco. It was all a mistake. America's sorry for what it did to you.
On the level, boss. Were you that big?
On the level? Are you that dumb?
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. Sure, I was all of those things. More. When Rocco talked, everybody shut up and listened. What Rocco said went. Nobody was big as Rocco. It'd be like that again, only more so. I'll be back up there one of these days, and then you're going to really see something.
If the time ever comes when your kind can walk a city street in daylight with nothing to fear from the people.
The time has come, Mr. Temple is here. Okay. You know all about me. Now, what's with you, wise guy? Well, give. In the war, weren't you?
Yes.
Get any medals?
Couple.
Brave, huh?
Not very.
Why'd you stick your neck out?
No good reason.
What are you saying, Frank?
I believed some words.
Words? What words?
Well, they went like this. But we are not making all this sacrifice of human effort and human lives to return to the kind of a world we had after the last World War. The fighting to cleanse the world of ancient evils, ancient ills. What's that all about?
I remember those words.
That makes two of us.
We rid ourselves of your kind once and for all. You ain't coming back.
Who's going to stop me, old man?
If I wasn't a cripple...
You wouldn't be talking this way. Right, Bob?
You filth.
Get him with you.
You're sick of Bob.
Stand your ground.
Stand your ground.
You're killing me, Bob.
Come on. Come on, Bob. You're not quitting us.
My boy George never quit. I ain't.
That's his spirit, Bob. Never say die.
Smell blood, huh? Got your appetite up, huh?
Hey, boss. Miami wants you on the phone.
Look like Indians.
Well, they want.
They want in.
What for?
The hurricane.
I keep them out.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Mr. Brown. Hello.
Oh, hello, Ziggy. How are you? I recognize your voice, yeah. Well, swell headed again. How's every little thing?
Maybe it's the law.
Well, show them in. That's swell. This end, too. Look, when are you coming down? What hurricane? That right?
I want to see the boss.
It's the skipper.
Mr. Temple.
Look, you're only a couple of hours away. You can beat the hurricane out. No, it's got to be tonight. Yeah, see you in a couple of hours. Bye.
Storm warning. Big blow on the way.
So what?
This coral reef, not safe. Got to make for deep water right away.
That boat stays right here.
Too dangerous. Boat break up on reef.
I tell you when to move that boat.
I am skipper.
Now, I paid you. Now you do what I say.
Please, senor. You want half money back, I give. But got to move boat.
Give me your arm. See this? You move that boat, I'll blow your brains out.
Okay.
We'll be out of here in a couple of hours.
I'll be ready.
Go out and move that car around the back.
I come back here looking for those Osceola boys. I knew they were somewhere around here. Down the lobby, I ran up against these two. Well, they didn't look right to me, so I asked them a few questions. By the way they answered me, I knew there was something fishy. So I put in a call to Ben Wade. Before I could get through, the lights went out on me. I woke up in there. Rocco was standing over me. I recognized him right away from pictures. I made a break for the door and the lights went out again.
I'm the electrician.
Hey, Joe.
Sheriff.
What did Miami have to say?
Everything's okay.
How soon will they be down?
They were leaving right away. How you feeling, Copper? I'll say one thing, you sure can take it. By the way, Toots poured it on, I'm surprised you ever woke up. Well, it sure is hot. Not too close. So I won't get away with it, huh? How many times I heard that from dumb coppers, I couldn't count.
I still say it.
He'd give you a left eye to nail me, wouldn't you? Huh? You can see the headlines, can't you? Local deputy captured Johnny Rocco. Your picture would be in all the papers. You might even get the tell on the newsreel how you pulled it off. Yeah. Well, listen, Hick. I was too much for any big city police force to handle. They tried, but they couldn't.
Took the United States government a pin a rap on me.
Now, they won't make it stick.
You hick. I'll be back pulling strings to get guys elected mayor and governor before you ever get a 10-buck raise. Yeah. How many of those guys in office owe everything to me? I made them. Yeah, I made them just like a tailor makes a suit of clothes. I take a nobody, see? Teach him what to say. Get his name in the papers. Yeah, paper his campaign expenses. Dish out a lot of groceries and coal. Get my boys to bring the voters out. And then count the votes over and over again till they added up right and he was elected. Yeah. And what happened? Did he remember when the going got tough? When the heat was on? No, he didn't want to. All he wanted was to see his own dirty neck. Yeah, that's enough of that. Give me a towel, will you? Yeah. Public enemy, he calls me. Me, who gave him his public, all wrapped up with a fancy bow on it. Angel, lay my clothes out.
What suit?
A gray one.
What color shirt?
A white one, of course. Have a little while, kid. I knew one like you a long time ago. Scratch, kick, bit. Regular hell, yeah. He was stuck a knife in me once. Irish kid. Little and kind of skinny she was, but real fireball. Her name was Maggie Mooney. But for professional reasons, I had to change her to Gay Dawn.
She was a knockout in those days.
Johnny Rocco, with Nora's spittle hanging from his face.
Now, shut up, old man.
Come over here. I'd like to spit on you.
Gimme. Gimme. Nothing to stop me from wiping you all out.
What good'll that do, boss? Forget it. Her kind's a dime a dozen.
I say smack her and let it go at that.
Oh, that'll be right for you, Toots, not for him.
I need your advice. I ask for it.
The Roccos don't, or they wouldn't be Roccos. No, Toots, smacking her isn't enough for such an insult. He'd have to kill her. And he'd have to kill the rest of us because we witnessed it. Not just Mr. Temple and me, but all the witnesses. It's kill us all or nothing. He needs you and Curly and Angel, so it'll be nothing.
Wise guy.
Take off my hat to you, soldier. It's a good thing you said what you did when you said it, or he'd have started shooting. Close shave for you folks, closer than the one he got from Angel.
Where is everybody? Downstairs? Oh. Hello, everybody. Hi, fella. Where's Johnny?
In there, getting dressed.
I need a drink. What's everybody doing upstairs? Honey. Have you been crying? Why, has somebody been mean to you? Him? Did you make her cry? If you did, you ought to be ashamed. How about a little drink, huh?
No, thanks.
Oh, come on. I'll chase the blues away. No. I'll have one.
The boss said...
I don't care what the boss said. I need a drink. Good evening, Mr. Temple.
Miss.
You got a cigarette? Did your horse win?
My horse? Hmm. Oh, no, I'm afraid he ran out of the money.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I think I'll go to my room. I feel faint. What I need is a drink. That's what I need. Say, how bothered you? How many times do I have to tell you
that? Boss say you get no more drink.
Oh, he did he? Well, this is a free country. If I want a drink, I can have one. I can buy my own. Yeah.
Sorry. Boss say...
The boss. The boss. He can go to... Oh, hello, darling.
How come it's hotter at night than on the day? When it's raining, the when it ain't. Huh, wise guy?
I don't know.
You don't know? I thought you knew all the answers. I thought you was a wise guy from way back.
Darling, you've hurt yourself. Your face, how in the world... Oh.
What's funny?
Nothing.
Why'd you laugh?
I don't know.
Dumbbell. What's worse, Curly? A dumbbell or a wise guy?
A wise guy, I guess.
Got $1 million?
No.
How much?
Nothing.
But you're a wise guy.
Well, you see, I was educated only in impractical things. With you, it's just the opposite.
I'm afraid. I hate thunder.
Is this it? What is it?
It's the beginning.
I'm afraid.
Well, can cars get through during a hurricane?
Maybe. Maybe not.
I think I'll have a scotch and water, please.
No.
Please, darling.
No. You know, what you were saying, that's the truth. Well, you don't believe it. I can see right through you. What you really think is I'm better than Rocco. He's filth, like the old man said. Right?
Right.
He's got a gun, you think, and I haven't. You figure it's the gun. Well, listen, soldier. Thousands of guys got guns, but there's only one Johnny Rocco.
How do you count for it?
Well, he knows what he wants. Don't you, Rocco?
Sure.
What's that?
Tell him, Rocco.
Well, I want,
He wants more, don't you, Rocco?
Yeah, that's it. More. That's right, I want more.
Will you ever get enough?
Will you, Rocco?
Well, I never have. No, I guess I won't. You, do you know what you want?
Yes, and I had hopes once, but I gave them up.
Hopes for what?
A world in which there's no place for Johnny Rocco.
Hmm? Okay, soldier. Here's your chance. Give it. Okay, soldier, you can make your hopes come true. But you gotta die for it. See what I'm aiming? Right at your belly. Go ahead, shoot. Get away, sister.
Get away, Nora.
Shoot! All right, you got a gun now. You gonna use it or not?
Kill him, Major.
Yeah, kill him, Major. Go ahead, show them how you're not afraid to die. Shoot! It's like you don't want it enough, what you want. That's the last one, something's funny for a change.
One Rocco, more or less, isn't worth dying for.
Give me that gun.
No, no, I'm afraid you'd use it. One old man, more or less, isn't worth dying for. What's the matter, sister? You look like you lost somebody near and dear. A live war hero. Now I know how you did it. Hey, Curly, Gay, anybody? Want a hero? Here's one for Seal Chief. All right, Rocco. All right. Let you and me play that game now. You can stop me from going out that door, but you gotta die first. If he shoots me, you still get it. Get out of my way. Get out of my way.
car.
Gone now.
That's right, sister. The gun wasn't loaded. But our hero didn't know it.
You knew the gun was empty, didn't you, son? You could tell by the weight.
No, sir, I didn't know.
You just didn't have the nerve, Pop. Let's face it.
You were smart, fella. What happened to him would have happened to you. It's better to be a live coward than a dead hero. Oh, excuse me.
You weren't afraid, son. We all know that.
Oh, yes, I was afraid. But that's not why I didn't pull the trigger. What do I care about Johnny Rocco, whether he lives or dies? I only care about me, me and mine. If Rocco wants to come back to America, let him. Let him be president. I fight nobody's battles but my own.
I can't see it your way, Frank. Sorry, you didn't either.
He was a fool. Me die to rid the world of a Johnny Rocco? No thanks.
If I believed your way, I'd want to be dead too. It's true. You are a coward. What you're saying now is only to save your coward's face.
Well, Nora, maybe Frank's right. Maybe he's right.
What's the idea, Ziggy? Why ain't you started yet? So what? Huh? What's the matter, you guys? Didn't I take chances? Now listen, I make the run from Cuba. Yeah, I risk my neck, my boat, and the shipment. And you won't come out in the rain. Well, you listen to me. Either you show tonight or the deal is off. Well, I know a dozen guys that just break their necks to get their mitts on the shipment. Look, my watch says, 8 o'clock. I'll give you 2 hours. You ain't here by 10, the deal is off. Hello? Hello? Hey!
Downstairs, everybody.
The shipment.
In there.
Hey.
call him?
There were some Indians at the door. I sent them away.
All right.
All right.
Listen to it.
The upstairs shutter's got to be closed, she said. If they ain't, the roof might come off.
They'll close them. One thing I can't stand is if Dame is drunk. But I mean, they tear my stomach. No good to themselves or anybody else. She's got the shake, see? So she has a drink to get rid of them. That one tastes so good, so she has another one. First thing you know, she's stinko again.
You gave me my first drink, Johnny.
No, so it's all my fault now. Everybody has their first drink, don't they? But everybody ain't a lush.
If I'd known you was going to act this way, I wouldn't have come here.
I don't know what you're like. You wouldn't have been asked. 8 years since I seen her. You wouldn't know it was the same dame.
You certainly haven't changed one bit.
Meaning what?
Nothing. Gee, honey, you're as mean as can be.
Mean as can be. Now, what does that remind me of?
Well, don't you remember? That was in a song. She used to sing it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I gave her a first chance, took her out of the chorus, made her a singer. Mention that while you're at it. Why ain't you a singing star instead of a lush?
See, Johnny, I didn't mean anything.
Yeah. She could have had a future.
That's right. She had everything.
Voice, looks, plenty of class.
I was a rage. Gee, honey.
Now, look, Gay. Why don't you give us your old song, hmm?
You mean right now?
Yeah.
I can't.
Ah, sure you can.
Please, Johnny, don't make me.
I won't make you do anything. Tell you what, I got a proposition for you. Now, you sing us your song, you can have a drink.
Can I have the drink first?
No, the song, then the drink.
Without any accompaniment?
Now, look, do you want a drink or don't you?
All right.
Well?
My gowns were gorgeous. Always low-cut, very décolleté. I wore hardly any makeup. Just some lipsticks, that's all. No lights. Just a baby spot. I wouldn't have any entrance. They'd play the intro in the dark, and a spot would come on, and there I'd be.
Well, go ahead, sing.
Moaning low, my sweet man, I love him so. Though he's mean as can be, he's the kind of man, he's the kind of woman like me. Gonna die if sweet man should pass me by. If I die, where'll he be? He's the kind of man, he's the kind of woman like me. Don't know any reason why he treats me so poorly. What have I gone and done? Makes my trouble double with his worries, when surely I ain't deserving of none. Moaning low, My sweet man is gonna go. When he goes, oh Lordy, he's the kind of man needs the kind of woman like me. Can I drink now, Johnny?
No.
Johnny.
No.
But you promised.
So what?
You said that.
But you were right.
Okay.
For how much?
You name it.
Make a little point.
Said it busting right over Matacumba Key. 800 people washed out to sea.
How far away was that from here?
A few miles.
Upstairs. I know they aren't true. Will you forgive me, Frank?
Of course.
He might have killed you, but that made no difference. You had to help her. Your head said one way, but your whole life said another. The other things, maybe they're true. Maybe it is a rotten world. But a cause isn't lost as long as someone is willing to go on fighting.
Well, I'm not that someone.
But you are. You may not want to be, but you can't help yourself. Your whole life's against you.
What do you know about my life?
A whole lot. The way you look and talk and some things George wrote me. Most of his last letter was all about you and him on the phone. Only he had it the other way. You were the one on the hill.
Say something.
What do you want me to say?
Oh, anything, just so it's talk. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm trying to think. I bet you 2-3 years we get prohibition back. This time we make it stick.
Yeah.
I bet you 2-3 years prohibition comes back. Absolutely, yeah. The trouble was, see, before, I mean, too many guys wanted to be top dog. That was the trouble, yeah. One mob gets to massacring another. The papers play it up big, big, see? So what happens?
So what?
Naturally, the papers play it up big, and the public, they get the idea that prohibition is no good. But if they can get rid of it, prohibition, I mean.
I don't believe it. 800 guys getting washed out to sea. You're a liar! Nobody will live here after a thing like that happened. Were they, Curly?
I remember reading about it in the papers at the time.
A relief train was dispatched from Miami. The barometer was down to about 26 inches when that train pulled in the homestead. Engineer backed his string of empty coaches into the danger zone. The hurricane hit. Knocked those coaches right off the track. 200 miles an hour that wind blew. A tidal wave 12 feet high went right across the key. Whole towns were wiped out. Miles and miles of track were ripped up and washed away. Nothing was left. More than 500 bodies were recovered after the storm. And for months afterwards, corpses were found in the mangrove swamps.
You don't like it, do you, Rocco, the storm? Show it your gun, why don't you? If it doesn't stop, shoot it.
The public votes out prohibition. That's the end of the mobs. Next time it'll be different, though. We learned our lesson, all right. Next time the mobs will get together.
Make a big wave. Send it crashing down on us. Destroy us all if need be, but punish him.
Now shut up, old man. I'm warning you. Shut up!
Hear me.
I'll kill you, Rocco!
Make a big wave. Send it against us, take us all, but destroy him.
Fuck him!
Passing.
One shutter or two, some trash on the beach. A few hours of a little to remind you of what happened tonight.
Did we ever see you again, Frank?
Yeah, the storm. That's it.
Will we?
I hope so.
Why don't you stay right on here with us, Frank? You're most welcome. Go on, tell him, Nora. If he decides to stay here with us, we'd be most happy. Go on, tell Frank.
Have you any folks?
No.
I'd be proud to have you regard us as your family.
Maybe that isn't what Frank wants.
Oh, I don't mean to set on you, son. Think it over. Don't give your answer right away.
Hey, boss! Hey, boss!
What's the matter?
The boat's gone!
Huh? I told him I'd kill him, but he did it just the same.
Maybe he'll come back now the storm's over.
No.
Why not?
Because he believed me when I told him I'd kill him.
Well, what are we going to do?
Huh?
We can't stay here.
Can we?
Hey, boss. Il soldato.
Che cosa?
Potete navigare in una barca.
Your mistake, sister. We're not in any trouble.
Got something?
There's another boat out there. It ain't much, but it'll get us to Cuba.
Who's going to run it?
Him.
Mr. Campbell, Mr. Devil, you're not a good man. You don't let nobody in. That's no good.
Tom Osceola.
Tom.
Oh, shut up.
Why do you leave women and baby out here in storm? That's no good. You no more friend my brother than me. We no do like you say anymore. Don't go bend away. You no good friend to India.
Tom.
You told me you sent him away. You lied to me. They were outside my door during the whole storm.
So what?
Well, they might have died out there.
Who cares?
You filth.
But he said you can run a boat. That's a fact, huh?
His first sweetheart was a boat.
You're taking us to Cuba.
Why should I?
Because you know what'll happen to you if you know.
I won't take you.
You mean you'd rather die than take us?
No, I didn't say that.
Hmm?
You won't kill me because I'm your only chance of getting away from here.
Well, there's other ways of getting at you. Right, Tuss?
Right.
Maybe I'm up to them.
Oh, no, you wouldn't be. After a few minutes of toots here, you'll begin to ask yourself questions like, what if I come out of this a cripple? And do I care whether they make their getaway or don't? All your answers would be right ones.
Well, I'm not so sure.
I am. Of course, if you're anxious and want to find out just how good you are at taking it, we'll accommodate you. But let me warn you, Toots hasn't had much practice. Kind of rusty. Might slip. That'd be too bad. Because you made real sense upstairs when you said that one Rocco more or less ain't worth dying for.
Ziggy.
Yeah.
Mr. Temple.
The law. One wrong word out of anybody that gets it just the same as Sawyer.
Campbell!
Understand me, old man?
Campbell!
Now, you, sister, let him in.
Hey, Campbell!
Good evening, Miss Temple. I'm looking for Sawyer. Is he here?
No.
Has he been here?
No.
That's funny. He put a call into me from here about 7 o'clock.
Did he?
Yeah. Evening, Temple. Folks.
Yeah.
Pretty good blow, huh?
Yeah.
Did some damage, I see. Power lines are down a couple of places.
How's the road?
Passable. I'm trying to locate Sawyer. Seen him, anybody? Have you seen Sawyer?
No.
Well, he was here, I know, because he called me from here. About 7 o'clock. I called back a few minutes later. Somebody answered. Was it one of you?
I did.
Oh, you were.
I just come down from upstairs when you called. There was nobody around, so I answered. Probably he stopped in to make his call, then he went on and got caught in a storm. He's stalled someplace along the road right now, probably.
Well, he ate between here and Palm Grove. And he wouldn't have called me unless it was something special. Seen anything of the Osceola brothers? Have you?
No.
I figured that was what it was all about, his call, I mean. The Osceola brothers. A couple Indians busted out of jail and were looking for him. Oh. I'll take a run down Matecumbe way. If Sawyer shows up, tell him to wait. I'll be back. See you later. First visit to the Keys, Mr.
Brown. Yeah.
Late in the season for a storm like this. They usually hit the early part of the summer.
Oh, is that so?
Been doing any fishing?
Yeah.
Well, there's no better fishing anywhere than on the Keys. See you later. Yeah.
After all, it's not my business, but those Indians you were talking about, they were here.
The Osceolas?
Yeah, they were here all during the storm. They left only a couple of minutes ago.
Murdered Sawyer. You lied to me, Temple. You said you hadn't seen the Osceolas. You lied, didn't you? I knew Sawyer had been here. That's why he called me. Because he'd found the Osceolas. They thought they could hide it by sinking his body, but they couldn't. The storm tore his body loose and threw it up. Right at your door. And that's where the crime belongs, at your door. You probably knew they killed Sawyer. I wouldn't put it past you. And I'm going to lay charges, naming you as accessory.
What was the shooting?
The Osceolas, they tried to get away. I killed them both. Brown, what's your first name?
Howard.
Address?
Hotel Central, Milwaukee.
How long are you going to be here?
A week.
Haven't I seen you someplace before?
I don't think so.
You.
Richard. Hotel Central, Milwaukee.
We're all together.
Your full name?
Frank McCloud, no address.
What you doing here?
Passing through.
You.
Bass. Edward Bass, Hotel Central, Milwaukee. We're all together.
How far to Key West?
About 100 miles.
Some hurricane. Thought it would blow us right out into the ocean. Had to pull up on the road for a couple of hours till it blew over. And some hurricane. I'll be back in the morning. Can we get something to eat? Can we?
Tell me. Well, I'll be. Say. Jesus, pretty as ever.
Yeah.
Where you been all the time Johnny was away?
Huh? Around.
If I'd have known that, I'd have tried to beat Johnny's time.
Same old Ziggy, eh? Huh? All right, baby.
I know you fellas are in a hurry, eh?
Huh? Yeah. Curly.
Whoa. Babe has a good feel.
Lathe works okay. Portrait's good. No breaks in the lines.
Serial numbers check out.
Yeah, that's right.
Back color's okay.
High class merchandise.
Okay.
Johnny Powell, when are you coming back again?
And it won't be long now.
With you back again, it'll be like old times, huh? You know something?
Yeah?
I bet inside of 2 years we have prohibition back again.
Yeah, only this time it's going to be different.
Right.
The bombs will be together.
Yeah?
No more blasting
you
each other, huh?
So long, Johnny Pyle.
So long, Ziggy.
Yeah.
See you when.
Yeah.
Get started. Bring everything down. The soldier stuff, too. Oh, soldier. We're out for hand. Coming with us? Yes or no? I'm in a hurry. Let's go to work on her.
You win.
I thought you'd change your mind the last winter. Well, what's the damage, old man? Well, that ought to take care of it. Want to come along, sister? Stay drunk for a month.
Johnny, please take me with you.
Okay.
You got to, Johnny, you got to. Please.
Come on,
I'll stop drinking. I'll do anything. Only take me with you. Please, Johnny, I love you. I
need
you.
I'll
kill myself. I will. Johnny, please. Please. Listen, I'll be good luck to you like I was before. I won't let you go without me. You've got to take me with you. You've got to. You've got to.
Come on, soldier. All right.
Get going, soldier.
Good luck, son.
Yeah, good luck.
That bow line. Stand by that stern line. Okay, let it go.
Lies are dead.
we're doing?
Right on course.
I'll keep us that way. How you feeling, Tut?
Oh, I feel awful.
Why don't you go downstairs?
It's too hot down there. What time is it?
A little after four. We're not halfway there yet.
Johnny sleeping?
Yeah.
Is us there talking about on the radio?
Fog like this, they couldn't find the Queen Mary.
Hey, Curly.
What time is it?
A little after four. Hey, Johnny.
Yeah?
I've been thinking.
Yeah?
About Katie.
What about her?
You think it was such a good idea not to bring her? She's pretty sore.
Oh, so she saw it.
Yeah, but she might squeal. Just for spite. On Ziggy, I mean.
Well.
Oh. I get it. There's only one Johnny.
Hey, you. Take a look over the stern and see if we picked up any kelp.
I feel awful.
Gun. It's gone.
Okay.
Touch. Ralph? Soldier. Hey there, soldier! Soldier?
Afraid of Tut's killed him. He's dead.
Then you go, Jim.
Soldier, listen to me. Angel and Curly are dead. They're just me and you. From now on, we'll be partners. Everything will be 50-50. What do you say? Can you hear me? What do you say? Is it a deal?
I know what you're thinking. You get rid of me and have all the money for yourself. Is that it? Is it? Answer me! I'll tell you what. Suppose I say the money is yours. Yeah. Here, look. It's yours. All yours, soldier. Plenty more when we get to Cuba. Okay, soldier? You hear me? Make you rich. Soldier! Soldier! You're not big enough to do this to Rocco. I'll kill you! You'll never bring me here, never! Look, soldier. I know what it is. You figure I got a gun, so you can't trust me. Right? Okay. Look. See? I'm leveling with you. Okay, soldier? I'm coming out. Okay, soldier? I got no gun and I'm coming out. Soldier!
Sugar Able Nan. Calling Nan Mike Able. Calling Nan Mike Able. Come in, please.
This is Nan Mike Able. Go ahead.
Zabel Sugar Able Nan. The Santana. My name is Frank McLeod. I'm about 12 miles off Boot Key Harbor on my way in. Over.
Are you all right? Over.
Yes. But I need medical attention. Over.
Continue on course. Stand by on this frequency.
I'm standing by. Will you put me through to the Largo Hotel?
Stand by.
State police picked up that fellow Ziggy and his men crossing into Georgia. You'll have to go up and identify him, miss. Mr. Temple. I'm mighty grateful to you for saving my life and all, but those two boys, the Osceolas, I'd rather been killed than have innocent blood on my hands.
Oh, I'm the one to blame. If they hadn't trusted me, they wouldn't have turned up here, and they'd still be alive. It seems we can't do anything but harm to those people even when we go to help them.
No, Mr. Temple, it wasn't you. It wasn't the law or anybody. It was only Johnny Rocco. Nobody in the whole world is safe as long as he's alive.
We better go, miss.
Mr. Hotel Largo. It's all right, Dad. He's coming back to us.